State and federal managers agree. There are not enough Mulchatna caribou both for subsistence users to hunt and for the herd to continue growing. It's one or the other. Federal in-season manager Kenton Mose chose to close the hunt early on federal lands, hoping for a chance at growth.
We want this herd to recover and to do it in a timely manner so that people who depend on this herd can have those needs met.
3 years ago, there were over 27,000 Mulchatna caribou. Now, there's less than half that number, only 13,500. The cause of the decline remains unknown. Closing the hunt wasn't an easy decision, knowing how many people use the meat. But Mose wishes he'd done it earlier.
One of my fears is that we haven't taken conservation measures early enough, and we're going to delay the recovery of this herd.
Mose had held off on his decision, hoping the state would join in and close its land to Mulchatna caribou hunting at the same time. But the state refused. Before announcing the federal closure, Mose had consulted with local groups involved in subsistence. All of them, he says, support some degree of conservation. ONC, the Bethel tribe, advocated for the more extreme option of an early closure.
Because of the decline in population of the herd.
Mary Mathias is the ONC Natural Resources Director.
As soon as the closure comes into effect, then the caribou can be protected somewhat until the state steps in and actually closes the season on their side.
We're taking a slightly different approach.
For the state, that's Todd Rinaldi. He's helping to manage the Mulchatna caribou herd for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says any harvest will prevent the herd from growing, but he calls that harvest, quote, tolerable.
We can probably have some level of harvest that can provide some sustenance to folks out there while not having a dramatic effect on the overall population.
He says the state needs buy-in for conservation from the 40 to 60 villages that use the herd, some of them as their main winter meat. Also, he says, the state is still gathering data on the animals, including the rate of adult caribou survival, and trying to better understand how many caribou have been harvested but not reported since the season opened in August. Rinaldi says the state has time to consider its options. Conditions for winter caribou hunting have only recently turned favorable, with enough snow and ice to reach the herd. The Fish and Game Department will deliver a presentation on the Mulchatna caribou to the Board of Game in mid-January. The board could take emergency action on the hunt at that time. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.